One down, still one on. And the batter is number 10, Greg Rose. Righty-on-righty matchup. Rose struck out looking his first and only time up. Chops one slowly between the mound and third base. Fielded by the pitcher, Roney, barehanded. He turns the hips and fires to first in time, beating Rose by two steps. And then just for good measure, a throw to second by Ty Simile to see if David Teague would drift off of the base, and he did not. So two away, though, on the beautiful barehand play there by Hayden Roney, playing it right in front of his third baseman, Dowd. Dowd, yesterday's pitcher, of course. Hayden Roney just barehanding it to prove that he can field his position well. Now the batter's Trevor Smith. He walked in the second inning, reached second base, but got stranded there. First pitch to the righty, and it's inside for a called strike. Looking at second base, coming set chest high is Roney. Gets a check swing and a miss. Ball pops off the catcher's chest protector. Throw down to third, trying to get David Teague. Teague scampering back towards second, though. The throw by Dakota Dowd to second base is in time as Luke Guy applies the tag. And David Teague eliminated from the bases. And Herkey's chance of putting a run on the board also eliminated. We head to the bottom of the fourth. West County needs four runs to win the Class 3 District 3 Championship here on KJUP. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and keep it here for you. And let's see. Why don't we go ahead? Thank some of our sponsors here. Sounds like a good idea, Matt. Thanks for thinking of it. This break in the action brought to you by McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. So yeah, check out your local McDonald's and try some of their favorites. West County looking for their third consecutive district championship. Can do so if they can score four runs here in Mercy Rule. Herculaneum in this Class 3 District 3 championship. Pitching is Cody Gibson for the Black Cats. And before he throws his first official pitch of the fourth inning, let's thank Potosi Lumber of Potosi, Bryant Restoration, Farmington, Papa Bluff, as well as Mario's Italia of Farmington, the Doe Run Company, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, and the UPS store in Festus. All right, first batter up is going to be Peyton Nipper. Nipper is single, as well as a walk, swings and misses. Righty Gibson has him out in front of a curve. West County looking to fend off the Black Cats. Four runs will do it. Leg kick pitch, Righty Gibson misses wide. Ball landing in the other batter's box. Cole Myers with a nice little backhand. Return throw. Back to Cody Gibson. Next pitch, elevated outside, ball two. Two and one now to Nipper. Tyler Price on deck. When West County won the district championship 2 years ago and made it all the way to state, finishing third in Class 3, they beat Jefferson 10-1 in the district championship game as Nipper gives this one a ride towards right. That one is hooking foul. Count evens up at two apiece. Then last year for the Bulldogs, they had a chance to beat St. Pius, and they did, 6-3. So 10-1 over Jefferson 2 years ago, 6-3 over St. Pius last year. Looking to mercy roll the Black Cats here in the bottom of the fourth for the third district championship in a row. Fastball misses up. And Cody Gibson has a full count with Nipper. few clouds in the sky, but nothing protecting us from the wheel in the sky. There's a fastball, misses low and wide. That is ball four, and Nipper works his second walk of the ball game. He's aboard to lead things off. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Tyler Price. Price sporting the number four for the Bulldogs. Oh, I beg your pardon, Cody Rubel is the batter. So he was being DH'd for. Now he's going to swing the stick. So I beg your pardon there. Home plate umpire going to wipe off the dust on top of home plate. So Cody Rubel with a chance to swing the bat instead of just catching pitches. If West County, again, can score four runs here, they will be district champions. Come in set, feet slightly apart there is the righty Gibson, and the pitch low in the dirt as well. Myers sliding to his right to protect the ball from the backstop. It is 1-0. Herculaneum putting up a good fight this season. But when you get off to a 3-0 hole in the first inning, hard to come back, especially against this West County squad that should be, by the end of this week, in the top 10 in the state in Class 3. They're just a bit outside of it as we speak going into this week. Ball misses low again to Rubel. 2-0 now. Gibson comes set, comes home. Fastball low and outside again. Coaching staff for the Black Ash is hanging out in front of the dugout. There's a chain link fence separating the field from the dugout. And they're just chilling out right in front of it. Changeup drops inside and missed. Ball four, Rubel works a four-pitch walk. Up to second is Peyton Nipper. Be sure to stick around for the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show. We don't know when it will be, but we want you to enjoy it, as we'll have both coaches on the post-game show. By the way, through three innings in the Class 4 District 2 semifinals, the North County Raiders lead DeSoto 2-0. That game can be heard on AM 800 KREI. Winner of North County DeSoto will go ahead and face St. Genevieve. So the batter is number two, Dakota Dowd. And Dakota hits it deep towards left, tumbling, trying to make the grab. Reagan, he could not come up with it. Around third to score is Nipper. Into third, standing up is Cody Rubel. An RBI double by Dakota Dowd. He's got two doubles and a triple and three runs driven in. And West County leads 12-0 in the bottom of the fourth of this Class 3 District 3 championship game. Now the number nine hitter, Caden Barton, will come up. Beg your pardon, Michael Simile. So Michael Simile. Yes, they are related to Ty and John. Now we have a courtesy runner out at second for Dakota Dowd. And that is going to be Mason Simile. So both Mason and Michael getting into the game. They're both freshmen. There's a looping shot past third base, but foul. 0-1 to Simile. Michael Simile, that is. Swing and a miss by the righty Simile on the 0-1 pitch, and Gibson out ahead in the count here. 0-2. Nipper, who just scored, was our player of the game in West County's win over Arcadia Valley. There's a chase on a curveball low and wide, and Simile down on three straight pitches. First strikeout for Black Cat pitching since the first inning. And there is one out. Again, runners at second and third. Rubel at third and Mason Simile at second. And the first pitch to Zach Francis at the top of the order is above the eyes. It's 1-0. Beautiful setting for some afternoon baseball here in the Class 3 District 3 Championship. Rolling over one inside on the breaking ball with Zach Francis. And the count evens out at one apiece. Even with a bag up first is Jason Harden. I say even, slightly a little, or slightly behind it, I should say. Same can be said on the opposite corner. Jordan Duncan playing deep in the hole at short. Second baseman Trevor Smith where he needs to be. Coming set at the belt is Gibson. Just misses off the plate. No, delayed called strike. 1-2 to Francis, who is lined out to short. Been hit by a pitch and is doubled and scored. There's a pop-up. Left side, deep. Marino Reagan over to the fence, makes the catch. That's out number two, but tagging up from third base will be Mason Simile. He'll score, or excuse me, Cody Rubel. He'll score. Makes it 13-0. By the way, David Besking, my bad. He was courtesy runner for Cody Rubel, who pinch hit for Tyler Price. So Busking, David Busking, senior outfielder, scores run number 13 for the Bulldogs, and they're two away from Mercy ruling the Black Cats in this district championship game. So that works as a sack fly to left field, even though it was caught in foul territory by Marino Reagan. So here's Luke Guy. First pitch. Leaks low and wide. Winner will advance to the Class 3 sectionals on Monday. Opponent not yet known. The next pitch by the righty, Gibson. Swing and a miss on a curveball up in the zone. Evens us out at 1-1. By the way, a couple of other Jefferson County schools in action today in the Class 5 District 1 championship game. It's Hillsborough and Seckman. Pitch gets away from Gibson to the backstop, kicks off, but enough time for Mason Simley to scoot over to third base. So wild pitch there. And the 2-1 pitch is roped into center field on the run. Making the snag, Blake Leathers flashing the glove, hitting the green grass, and holding on to the baseball. And this game is extended to the fifth inning. It is 13-0, however, as we go to the top of the fifth. If West County gives up three runs or less, they will be the district champion. So the Black Cats need to put something together to survive and continue this ball game. We'll find out if they can do so when we come back in 1 minute on KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It is the top of the fifth inning. West County leading Herculaneum 13-0 in the Class 3 District 3 championship game. West County 3 outs away from the third consecutive district title. Batter up, Trevor Smith. Swing and a miss on a fastball up and in by the new pitcher, Zach Francis. Part of the Midwest Sports Center pitching change on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all. Located on Walker Drive in Farmington. That team right there is a ground ball sharply hit towards second base. Low throw. Backhand attempt by Simile, and he can't scoop it in. Luke Guy short-armed the throw, and reaching on the E4 is Trevor Smith. Now that'll bring up Cody Gibson, the DH. Although that doesn't appear to be Cody Gibson. Looks like Coach Bone switching it up on us. Let's pull out the roster underneath all the paper here. It is number 7, Austin Petrie. So Austin Petrie is the pinch hitter. Bats from the right side. Plays football, swing and a miss. On the ball upstairs, throw down to first, sliding back in two-footed is Trevor Smith, making it look a little awkward, but he is safe nonetheless. 1-1 the count to Austin Petrie, number 7 for the Black Hats. Waving the bat around just above the right ear, and the pitch. Low and wide from Francis. 2-1 the count. It looks, by the way, that Lucas Guy transitioned, or Lucas Guy wound up going to short, moving from second base. So that was not his throwing error, as there's a 1-1 that misses low. Now 2-1 to Petrie. A few changes were made in between the innings, only caught a couple of them, including the pitcher himself, Francis. Dropping a curveball in there for a called strike to Petrie. And that 3-2 delivery painted perfectly on the outside corner, one down. 2 outs away, West County, from another Class 3 District 3 championship. Here's Marino Reagan swinging the aluminum from the left side, waving the bat around just above his back shoulder, the pitch. Low, ball one. So Camden Walter is the new third baseman for the Bulldogs. Again, the shortstop is Guy. Francis on the mound. And John Doe at second base. Next pitch to Marino Reagan is the ball. He'll adjust the batting helmet, Reagan. Rears back, lead off of first for Smith. He's not going anywhere. Ball is low and in, ball two. Top of the order coming up for Herculaneum. Blake Leathers is on deck. One away, Herculaneum. Here in the top of the fifth, trailing 13-0. Look at first by the pitcher, Francis. Now comes set, pitching from the stretch. Fastball elevated up in the zone and then popped up left side and towards the grandstands and landing on the third row in front of a lady who was totally surprised by it. Relying on this monster of a screen to protect her, and somehow Reagan got it up and over it. And thankfully it landed to her left and not on top of her. So she's all smiles about it, but believe me, she'll be paying attention now. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Marino Reagan. Secondary lead at first for Trevor Smith. He's not going anywhere, though. Hands on his knees as the ball is shot down the third baseline, foul. Coach Bone going to stretch out the legs as he removes the towel from around his neck, goes and chases the ball along the track and fouled to ground. Man, that's a long trot for Coach Bone. Hopefully he's not gassed by the time he gets back. Double play depth for the middle infielders of West County. But Zach Francis won't need him. Heater up high, swing and a miss by Reagan, down on strikes. And the Bulldogs, 1 out away. from their third consecutive district championship. Back to the top of the order for Blake Leathers. Leathers possibly hitting for the very last time in his Herculaneum Black Cat career. One of six seniors for Herky. Big lead off of first for Trevor Smith. Ball bounces. They're going to try to pick him off, throw behind the runner, and it's dropped by the first baseman Simley in front of the bag. And safe is Smith. One ball, no strikes. Sun is dropping down on the right field line. It's got a couple more hours before it disappears for the night. 1-0 pitch now to the righty Leathers. Hard shot towards short. Backhand attempt by Luke Guy. It's underneath his glove and into left field. And Herkey has two aboard with two outs, down 13-0 here in the top of the fifth. And coming up, number 33. So Chance Jenkins will get a chance to swing the stick here as Leathers with that base hit. He's now 1-for-3 on the day. Chance Jenkins hitting in place of Jordan Duncan, junior shortstop pitcher that will be back next year for Coach Bone. Chance Jenkins takes a first pitch high. Kid swings the bat from the right side. It's 1-0. At second base, Smith at first, Leathers. Pitch misses low and in as Francis misses for the second straight pitch. 2-0 the count. West County 2 years ago on their run to state where they finished third. They beat Jefferson 10-1 in this district championship game. And then last year, as there's a fastball down the middle for a called strike. And then last year beat St. Pius 6-3. They beat St. Pius yesterday in the semis to get to this championship game right here. 2-1 now to Jenkins. It's low in the dirt. Good block there by Rubel. Keeps the runners at bay. However, one more ball from Zach Francis that will load up the bases for Cole Myers, as Herkey needs four runs to extend the ballgame, three or less, and it's over. 3-1 to Jenkins. He'll swing, pop it up right side and towards the sun. It'll land short of it. It's 3-2. So with this full count, runners will be on the move with the pitch. You can sense the Bulldog faithful are ready to celebrate another district title. Come and set shoulder high. Francis gets a swing and a miss on the heater. Jenkins down on strikes, and the West County Bulldogs are your Class 3 District 3 champions, doing it in grand fashion with a 13-run mercy rule over the Herculaneum Black Cats. Final score, 13-0 Bulldogs, a tempered celebration, as I'm sure it's bottling up inside, and it'll explode here in just a bit as they line up to give handshakes across the diamond with the Black Cat players. Final score, West County 13, Herculaneum nothing. Class 3, District 3 champions, Bulldogs, for the third year in a row. We'll have the Home Pools and Spas postgame show next.